Yeah.
I'm so confused.
How does that even work?
We were all really confused too.
Yeah.
Because they have enough credit to buy that?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so they don't.
Oh.
Ah, okay, so the, okay, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you guys talking to?
Aiden, the new girl, incoming person.
She's already.
Incoming?
No, she's already in. She's here.
But you guys, are you like all really mean to her and everything? Is she like rejected?
Was Bruce already taking courses with you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Who runs that course in here?
Dr. Raffens.
Ah, so you listen to me. Do you like the show?
Show. Oh.
With Dr. Banks coming now?
Okay.
Did you send them the library stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You sent them just like.
Just about an hour ago. Well.
Because I was Stephanie.
Now that you ask.
I may have skewed your beautiful relationship.
Oh, wow, she's throwing herself under the bus.
But I did point out in my email message that
yes, it was
if you look at the distributions, the range is attenuated. So you got all threes and twos on both of them, and it's extremely difficult to get anything going.
Yeah.
That kind of.
I took a mental note of that as I was scoring out, and I was like, oh, like it's heavy tank. And they're all like, a little bit. There was specifically.
Even if you had 1-0, you would have probably in the low 90s. So.
Like very specifically. So maybe we can just watch them, and we might have quoted them the same way, but it might just be useful to watch.
Yeah, there's like one in particular where the child grabbed two dolls. So it had two hands, but there was actually no interaction between the dolls. Mm-hmm. So I was like actually thinking to myself and wondering if you would view that as a three or I could view that as a two, and just like nuances like that where it would have thrown.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's just look briefly here. So there is one discrepancy here between Melissa and Brianna on story.
I actually wrote a week on my thing. I wrote it as a week spring, so I would be fine with a two.
I think because he had both hands on the dolls, is why he did a three.
He kind of moved them together.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you remember that?
That's the one I'm thinking of. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. And I ended up rounding it to a two, because I was like, there's no actual interaction.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So I was kind of like, not sure. So I could be fine with the three. I had two on that one, too.
Don't have to look at it. And, you know, we can look at Danielle's and Eric's. There's not much to look at, though.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when everything's zero for half of them.
Yeah, not done.
This did make sure. I had to make sure they were zeros. Had to, you know, had to watch the whole thing.
This is more impressive, though, the last one. Because you had a very narrow range, but you still scored perfectly on those. That was really good. So then we have the Jennifer Brianna issue. We'll get to that. And then Deb and Kazia. Let's see what we got here. We've got only one discrepancy here, which is the mods from the bedroom. Do you remember that one? That's 082-3062. If you don't feel you need to go over them. Okay. What?
Are we getting enough from your
Don't you like it when the victor gloats?
Yeah.
Stop me from winning.
I think he's calling you out to a better performance.
You don't want to see the mental appearance, don't really score.
So, just while we're waiting on this, Melissa and Danielle, Saturday,
yep.
Right? 4 p.m. You need directions?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking you guys are all on the beach.
She says the address, right? So I
oh, yeah.
Can just.
Yeah. 10520 66th Road. It's between Yellowstone and 108th Street.
Is there parking?
On the street. It might be a little bit tricky.
Depends. In the summer, it should be fine.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes it's alright.
Meaning it's not good.
Well, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. And, you know, bring questions. And I hope you guys have reviewed some of these videos. Right?
I've watched them before, like with the maternal.
Transcribe, right. And the maternal. You both transcribe both child and maternal?
I never transcribed the child.
So you did? Alright, so you'll have to review.
Yeah,
and also, you know, any one of these videos.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather you do mine for adherence, but, you know, either one is fine. So if you could do that, and questions, and I'll bring props so we can practice. And, Melissa, you'll be better trained, how's that? For the child assessments, and Danielle, you're going to be working primarily with Eric, but I want to cross-train both of you, and also talk about maternal, the interviews that Chantal and Valita are primarily going to be responsible for. I just want you to be aware of it, just in case something, you know, we got a man down, you know, Chantal gets eaten by, you know, a boa constrictor, and we're down one, and we got to just go to the next person. Fill in. So.
There's a boa attack, I think. Maybe take a day off.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, one day off is one less day in which to collect the data. You know how that goes. So, any other questions about that meeting? Okay. So, did you find?
I found a sequence.
Okay, did you hear that, Kanazia? Deb thought there was a sequence there on the Monster in the Bedroom story for 08230062. But you guys did so well. 0.99. You know, we're going to give you a pass this week on that. So let's talk about Jennifer and Brianna's. And unfortunately, you guys are split here. 3-2-3-2-2. So you guys, thank you. You guys disagree on the reunion story of 0512066. So that's the only story you guys disagree on with the first video, right? So should we look at that first?
Oh, I can't. All right,
that
you handled that very well.
Did I?
I would not have
been. You had a bug land on your leg.
I don't even notice. Like I just can't notice.
Maybe we can go to that. Melissa and Danielle, do you guys handle bugs well?
No, it wasn't that bad. I mean, that.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I'm surprised.
What you're talking about. Because I had one bad bug experience, and that was before I realized you have to tuck the mosquito nest in to the bottom because they will fly up and under. And I woke up with, like, a bunch of mosquitoes under my net. And it was totally fine, but it was that's malaria.
So you were extra careful to remember to take your pill that day.
Yeah. Don't take your pill before you eat anything. That's the other.
What happened to you?
I my it destroyed my stomach, and then I just switched to taking them at night, and I was much happier.
So once a week, which time they said you take them once a week?
Yeah.
Once a week?
What did you get?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that cause psychosis.
Okay.
Yeah. What is it? You don't remember what it's called?
It's not Mallorone?
It's not Mallorone.
Why did you get that? That's just what
she recommended. She said it's better than the
newer. She's like, you don't have to take this one every day.
Well, how much did you pay? Yeah, I mean, that means you only have to take two or three pills altogether.
Well, she gave us 9 because you have to take it 3 weeks before and then 4 weeks after.
Yeah, I have heard of that. Yeah, if you want to take these for...
forever.
For a long time.
Yeah, but it's
9 fewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how much did it... How much did you?
I don't know. I got filled with a lot of stuff, but it was pretty cheap. I think it was like, it had to be less than 20 because I got a few other prescriptions. So.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow. It cost me $121.
Wow. No, yeah, it was really cheap. I got that.
But you won't have psychotic nightmares. That could potentially last.
I will or I won't?
Won't.
I won't. Oh, that's good.
That's the only downside. Phew! Potential psychosis.
I'm glad for that. I got enough weird nightmares. A or B? Now, it is the last story.
I think it was all an A.
Okay. This is a memory test that we go through every week. Where'd you get them?
Well, my parents went on this flight. Oh, okay.
It's hard to hear. There we go. That was it? It was so quick. What, you were starving?
Yes.
It's a great, there it is. It's pretty big. It's a great opportunity to lose weight if you're into that kind of thing. Although I actually end up gaining weight. Yeah, because I ate a lot of that. Huh? I ate a lot of that trail mix. Remember that? No, we brought it with us. Chantel brought like a 5-pound bag of this trail mix, and his M&Ms and peanuts and almonds and other stuff, and I was just eating that. I'd fill up a coffee cup and just eat it. This would be a great way to fit into your wedding dress.
That was it.
That's where I got lost.
Yeah.
How do you like this fashion statement here?
I was digging the streets. I was admiring. Yeah.
You can be very persuasive, Melissa.
So right here.
Long distance.
What was the words of
So, yeah, absolutely. In fact, the girl doll touches the mother doll. Well, they, yeah. Is that what we agreed on?
Yeah, I think that's one where you take into account what was said a little bit, because it is like a welcome to the other person.
All right. So, what's that?
The hat's come back. I have an extra one if anybody wants.
I don't hear anybody jumping.
Yeah.
Well, I have a whole array of Muslim prayer caps if anybody would like to bring those.
They don't block the eyes.
Well, I don't have any burqas to hand out. But. A burqa?
Whatever the wrap was.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, somewhere you do. All right. So, can we have the other? Oh, they're both in here. Okay. So, A or B? Oh, this is the same one, right? Julius, the tie and the shirt. Notice the cufflinks. No, he wanted me to, so I did it.
I thought it was the chair.
Well, that too, yeah. Absolutely. 2009 when we met him, I wore this kind of like this dashiki kind of shirt thing, black with the white. That worked out okay. This is the kind of rap that I want to wear next this coming August. Like, you're gonna wear that? I'm concerned about my hair too. All right, so let's see the last five. So Jennifer is 33322, and Brianna is 33322.
Are we not going to do that correctly? Because I noticed the one you just put in is the 05, whatever, the ID, and that's
what
I first. So I think that we actually looked at what's the six, whatever. So, and
you are correct, sir. So we saw 10, 2, and 3. So we had to talk about that anyway. So actually.
So then it's the same story.
All right. So 33323, 33322. So actually, we don't have to see anything else on the other one. So we'll focus on this one. And we have 32323. And 32322. So we go to the last one. Yeah, maybe. Thank you. Yeah, this is like the last day. Everybody's on edge. Thanks for sharing. It's a vow.
Okay, so that comes up. It seemed like a little bit, I guess. Then if you listen to it, it makes sense. They're looking at each other.
Grandmother's bowing to the father. So you scored it 3.
I think I was confused too because it was like disconnected. Like they said the girl was going home, but then she did something different, so I didn't know if that.
Yeah. I think he's confused about the story. We do.
Yeah.
We've constructed just to look at the rest of it.
But that could also be kind of like a secret.
Right. Yeah, she went and then she came back.
Yeah.
So that would be a 3 also.
You can hear you guys throw up this whole thing.
Oh, my God.
What were they doing?
Jeff, they were doing the same task, but it was so animated.
Yeah.
He
did the mic in the bedroom so well.
I think he started laughing at one point. They were being so, like, Julia was being so animated.
Yeah.
Everyone got distracted at once.
So maybe, would you like to work with Julius? It's very persuasive.
You're like legitimately concerned about this.
No, I'm not. All right.
Husband, or fiance? Okay. Well, then, not going home. I've been sent to me.
Sent to me. Yes, we named a cologne after him over there. All right, so I think we're done. I think you guys are doing great. We only have, one more week?
We have our last tape.
These are our last
tapes. Actually, two more weeks' worth. We're done with the formal, like, training on next week, but we've got two. So on the 28th, you'll be sending me your ratings and turning in your flash drives, but we'll only be meeting on the 28th to talk about the poster.
And the party.
And the party. The party's on the 28th also. What?
What should we bring?
What?
For the party.
Well, if it's okay, I'm going to bring pizza.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right.
There's no
kosher people. What's a kosher person?
There's no one that eats kosher here.
Oh.
Regular pizza, yeah.
Wow.
It's true.
It's a celebration.
Yeah.
It is.
There's a big difference.
Well, maybe some people prefer kosher pizza, even if they don't keep kosher. Anyone?
I don't think you found a person on Earth.
We even had this discussion with the boys in our class that they would like to try our food if they could.
I've been trying to get hot
chicken parmesan.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Pepperoni pizza.
Yes, it's wrong on so many levels. You guys can bring whatever. You guys bring whatever. I'm bringing pizza, and I can bring soft drinks too.
Heineken can.
That's so cute.
What should we eat for? How about fruit salad?
Yeah, let me look at it first.
and then we'll meet to.
Okay. I'm just saying, sometimes
a food
that's only eight, you want to have a whole salad.
What?
That's
a good item.
Oh, I love this
plate. Okay. Were you the one who asked me to remind? I asked you to remind me of that, or no, it was somebody else.
No.
It was that was you.
The time of the meeting
next week.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so let's talk about scheduling. Now, when is your work schedule?
My first day after
20.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
And what are the times? All day. So, all right. And next week, Brittany can't make 4:30. What would be an earlier time that you could make?
I just figured maybe 1, because that was not a good.
Yeah. Can anybody make 1 o'clock next week?
Yeah.
Everybody okay with that? You're okay with that?
Yeah, my class is
good. I'm looking at.
Yeah.
1 o'clock. I know you have. You work?
Yeah, I work Thursdays, but usually, I can leave half day, but my half day is until 2 o'clock. So.
Like 2:30? Would that work?
We're in.
So oh, you're in.
Although we don't really.
That's a shame. All right, is it okay? 1 o'clock? Is everybody else can make that?
I'm just going to have to check because I have a standing appointment at 12, but if I can push it earlier, I think I should be able to.
Okay, so.
Yep. No.
So now we have the faculty have a special meeting at noon next week. I'm hoping that it'll be done by 1. I can't promise.
Special meeting?
Special meeting.
Well, what do you got? What do you got for us?
I got nothing.
Come on.
Since it's only, since you're
only going
to take a half hour, could we say
1:30 then? Because I really wouldn't have to push my appointment. Okay, is 1:30 okay for everybody?
For
that,
it's not
the
party.
Is it?
No,
that's not the
party.
It's
next week.
Yeah.
Because
that
would
make it easier
because
my appointment
is 12. Okay, so we'll do 1:30 next week. Your the time when you're at work is when until when?
I'm gonna be there from
9 to 6. Okay. What about Wednesday? Can people meet on Wednesday, the 27th? Whatever time. I mean I could move around supervisions. I'd rather it be like 2:30.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Alternately, 6:30? Huh?
No.
No?
No.
I would say that you might have to be in the person. What time?
6:30.
Oh. Well, the evening's better for the three of us. But
alternatively, we could move your supervision to 2:30 on Wednesday, and then we could meet at 5:30 for the party.
I probably wouldn't get here at 5. I
went
to 4:30.
And
I have a
dairy
class.
You have a what?
Let's just do it in
Queens. Queens. Where in Queens? Astoria?
I mean, that's fine. Beer garden. Or, you know, 105. What was it? Forest Hills.
105, whatever. Let's see. Well, what we could do is we just fold the party into our last training next week. So we have a training, huh?
And then push it back to 1.
No, why?
Well, because then they have class at 2.
Oh, you guys have class at 2? I don't know. What do you guys want to do? This is your group.
At 1:30 is fine. We can be late for social.
Yeah. Well, happily.
Is this on?
I don't know. I mean, you're talking for yourself. Maybe Brianna wants to be on time for her class.
You hear that silence?
Yeah, you're crickets.
I mean, it would be, I guess, better for us to be there on time, but I wouldn't necessarily protest on the phone later,
So should we make the training slash party next week at 1:30?
Okay.
All right, and that'll eliminate the 28th conflict. And we'll also, so actually, you guys can leave when you guys can leave, and you know, we can talk about the poster as well next week.
Yeah.
People okay with that?
I can stay later. Yeah. So we'll talk next week about layout, format, how to make somebody to move forward.
That's some creative programming there. All right. So anything else? Any other old business, new business?
1:30
Oh, Kazia wanted to come. So next week, if she can come, 1:30
I just need
2 pieces. Yes. Thank you. All right. So see you guys next week, and we'll partay. Wait a minute. Let me turn this off first.